everyone. Welcome to Life Transitions. My guest for today is Nick Sasso, who is a paramedic with AMR. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hi, Anita. I'm well. Thank you.
Nick, you do this humongous, terrific job of saving people's lives. So when people call 911, typically what kind of scenarios do you encounter, especially with the older adults?
So we see a lot of things, everything from medical problems, things like chest discomfort, chest pains, shortness of breaths. We might see some stroke-like symptoms. We might just need somebody that needs a little help, might need help getting up off the ground, or we've even had calls where people just, you know, need someone to talk to for just a second.
So they actually call you just to talk to you?
They will. I've had times where they just needed someone. They need help.
And you refer them to someone else?
Usually we'll take care of their medical conditions and then we'll seek some help for them.
So what are the typical symptoms of some of the situations that you find, such as cardiac arrests, strokes, falls?
Yeah, so all of those. So let's start with just some respiratory complaints. Things like COPD, CHF, asthma, those are all usually best handled with being med compliant or taking the medications that you're supposed to take when you're supposed to take them, using the oxygen when you're supposed to be using it, things like that, following up your physician or your nurse practitioner to make sure that you're getting the right care that you need. We do see a fair amount of chest discomfort or chest pain, and those can be anything from a heaviness in the chest to nausea, vomiting, upset stomach that won't go away. You know, you have the classic symptoms of left arm pain or jaw pain or center of your back pain. But, you know, a fair amount of our population, especially females and diabetics, don't show that classic crushing chest pain, arm numbness kind of pain. It can really just be very slight and persistent. Things like that need to be evaluated by your physician.
So, Nick, because there is a significant population that has diabetes, what kind of symptoms we really need to take note of?
Any discomfort that doesn't go away. That really is the key there. You may not need to go to the emergency room for a persistent finger or hand pain, but something that is worrisome, you need to call 911 and get evaluated at the emergency room. We kind of use the term navel to neck. Any symptom that's between the navel and the neck that is persistent for greater than about 30 minutes, that's an acute onset or quick onset, those are ones that need to be evaluated.
And it is a fact that the sooner you get help, the less damage is done to the heart.
I guess what we should just say is when you have a heart attack, your heart is starving for oxygen, and that's what causes that pain, and that's what's causing the damage. So the sooner you can return that oxygen to the heart, the better off the heart will be.
What about symptoms of a stroke?
The stroke is varying. The symptoms are very varying. So we use the term FAST, or the acronym FAST, and the F stands for a facial change. So we'll see sloping or drooping of one side of the face or even both, but something that's not correct there. A lot of times we'll see some kind of weakness on one side of the body or the other. Very rarely both sides, but definitely one side. They'll have some kind of speech change. So they may have slurred speech. They may not be able to get their correct words out. And those are really, truly hallmark signs to a stroke. And that's where you need to note the time that that person was okay, and then when that change was noted, and be sure to call 911 immediately.
What does FAST stand for?
So it stands for face, arms, speech, and time.
One other situation that older adults often deal with are frequent falls. How do you address that?
Falls in our elderly population are quite common. So we want people to make sure that anything that's a life-threatening emergency, they're getting taken care of. So if you have some kind of bleeding because of your fall, put a clean towel or have someone put a clean towel and some pressure on it to stop that bleeding. If you're injured or if they're injured, don't get up. Call for help. Use your cell phone. Use a medical alert device if you have one. And we'll be happy to come out. A lot of people think that just because a fire or an ambulance comes out, there's an immediate charge, and they are always worried about, oh, don't, you know, I don't want to call because I'm afraid they're going to send me a bill. We're a member of the public service, a public safety service, and we're happy to assist our community in any way we possibly can.
Paramedics wants people to know about certain things when they call 911.
Sure. So when you start with 911, depending on if it's a landline or if it's a cellular phone, if at all possible, call by a landline. That will give us an exact location of where you're at. If you call us by a cell phone, they're only able to use cell towers to locate you. And so you're going to need to know your exact location. And that's going to include your exact address. We need to know that in order to get to you quickly. Part of that is we have to be able to find you. So if your house isn't numbered well, if you don't have numbers that stand out from the road, or if you don't have numbers on both sides of your mailbox, because we might come up either way of the road, we might not be able to find you easily and quickly. We would love for all of our community members to pull their information together for easy access. And so the things that we're going to be looking for are, you're going to need some kind of identification. If it would just be on a piece of paper, having your name typed or written out, your full name, your birth date, your address, your phone number, your social security number, all of those are really important identifiers that we're going to need on the way to the hospital, but the hospital is going to need also once we arrive. Update your list of medications. What kind of medical problems do you have and what allergies you have? Almost all the physicians in the area will print off all that information except for your personal information. So though, if you ask your primary physician for a list of your medications, any medical conditions or allergies you have, those are all real good things to put in an envelope, mark with your name, mark an emergency only, and put it on your fridge. And so that way you can tell us to go to the fridge on the magnet on the side or wherever you're keeping it, and we can pull all that information without asking a lot of questions and shortening the time that we can provide exceptional care to you. And probably the last thing, and most importantly, be aware of what you really need to take with you to the hospital. Most times you're going to go to the hospital, you're not going to spend a significant amount of time there. So I have one time had actually somebody who had a whole luggage set packed and waiting for the ambulance. You probably are not going to need that in the emergency room. Probably you're going to need, you know, your ID, your wallet, your cell phone charger so you can contact your family or make arrangements. And they can, of course, bring hopefully stuff to you if you needed it. But just limiting the amount of things that you take with you is really important.
And we also have to remember, when there is a crisis, we very often don't think through the whole situation. We are in a panic, and that's where we forget things.
Well, our whole job is not only to provide exceptional care, but also to bring calm to a chaotic world. Emergency services, if it be law enforcement, fire services, or emergency medical services, that's our job. Our job is to take care of our specific task in that realm, but also to bring calm to chaos. And so if you just help us find those information and help us find those parts and pieces, we'll help you get those things taken care of.
Thank you, Nick. That was a lot of good information. My guest for today was Nick Sasso, who is a paramedic with AMR. This is Anita Sharma.